Hello and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast with the headlines of the day from our correspondents around the world. I'm Tianlu, coming up in this edition. Donald Trump is on trial as opening statements are heard and the first witness testifies in the first criminal case against the former president. Israel's military intelligence chief has resigned as the strikes on Gaza continue. And China's People's Liberation Army Navy marks its 75th founding anniversary. We begin in North America. Prosecutors say Donald Trump corrupted the 2016 U.S. presidential election by trying to cover up sexual encounters with a porn star. In the first ever trial of a former U.S. president, Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a payment to keep quiet about a sexual encounter that Stormy Daniels claimed they had 10 years earlier. Trump pleaded not guilty and denied there was an affair. His lawyers said the presumptive Republican nominee for this year's election did not commit any crimes. From outside the courthouse in New York, Karina Mitchell has more.
Well, it was the first day of testimony in the criminal trial against Donald Trump, and both sides outlined their cases. Of course, the burden of proof lies with the prosecution. The defense doesn't have to bring any evidence or witnesses. Prosecution went first with opening statements. They're calling this a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. They said Donald Trump knowingly falsified business records, trying to hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels over an alleged dalliance they had. And they say that the hush money was paid, all of this was done to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. In fact, the prosecutor said to the jury, quote, it was election fraud, pure and simple. It was then the defense turn to present their case. They came out and said Donald Trump is innocent, that he had nothing to do with the paperwork tied to the 34 felony counts against him. All he did was sign the checks. And they also said that Michael Cohen, a key witness for the prosecution, cannot be trusted because he's obsessed with Donald Trump and he has a vendetta against him. And then he also turned to the jury and he said, quote, spoiler alert, nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. He said that Donald Trump was merely trying to protect his family, himself, and his brand when that hush money was paid and an NDA was signed by Stormy Daniels, neither of which, he reminded the jury, is illegal.
That was Karina Mitchell on the first day of Donald Trump's hush money trial. Turning to the Middle East, the head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned months after Hamas attack on October the 7th. He's the first senior figure to step down in response to the deadliest assault in Israel's history. Meanwhile, a huge explosion hit the city of Rafah in southern Gaza as Palestinians sheltering there brace for an Israeli ground offensive. AP News director John Gambrill has more from Tel Aviv.
This is the first top official that we've seen resign over the intelligence failures that led to Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people and saw over 2,500 others taken hostage and spirited to the Gaza Strip. Now, this Major General had come out initially in the days after that attack and had taken responsibility for the failures. He said that he could no longer in this letter serve as the intelligence chief. Now, the military says he's going to remain in his position until his resignation takes effect when they have someone to replace him. Now, interestingly enough, this may have an impact on sort of the domestic politics right now in Israel. As you may remember, even before this Hamas attack, there were weeks upon weeks of mass demonstrations against the policies of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his hardline government. In the hours after this resignation was announced, we did hear from Yair Lapid, who's the head of the opposition here. He called on Netanyahu to resign. Offensive in Rafah, that southern city in the Gaza Strip, where half of the Strip's 2.3 million people are living after the Israeli offensive rolled through the north and the central part of that area, that Rafah may be targeted next. The international community worries that the civilians who are stuck in Rafah could again find themselves in the crossfire between militants and the Israeli advance. However, Israel has said that it wants to destroy Hamas, and in order to do that, they say they have to go into Rafah. They say that militants are hiding among civilians there, but we've seen many civilian casualties so far in this war. So far, 34,000 Palestinians have been killed. Palestinians say that two-thirds of those casualties are women and children. It just shows just what a toll this war has taken so far. And any offensive, again, activists warn, could be incredibly bloody and put those civilians at further risk.
That was John Gambrell in Tel Aviv. In Asia, two Malaysian Navy helicopters have collided and crashed during a training session in the country's northwestern Perak state. All 10 people on board were killed. Ryan Melzer has the latest.
It's apparently it was part of a rehearsal for a flypast for a ceremony to mark the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Royal Malaysian Navy. Now at around 9:32, the helicopters approached the naval stadium in Lumut, where there's a major naval base, at quite low altitude. And viral video shows one of the helicopters appearing to dip or descend suddenly and then clip one of the other helicopters, the tail of the other helicopter. They were flying at quite low altitude and they plunged to the ground in a matter of a couple of seconds, killing all 10 personnel on board. The Navy has confirmed there were 7 personnel aboard one of the helicopters and 3 on board another. There was no casualties or injuries on the ground, thankfully. Now, some people are asking why there needed to be so many people on board a helicopter that was basically just taking part in a rehearsal for a flypast. The Navy has said that it will form a panel to immediately start investigations into the cause of the crash. Now, Malaysia has actually seen several helicopter accidents and crashes in recent years that have resulted in multiple fatalities, including one that killed a former cabinet minister and a senior aide to the then prime minister. However, all those crashes, from my recollection, involved private helicopters, chartered helicopters, and not naval or military vessels. So this is rather an unusual incident to occur, and of course has cast a pall over this celebration, what would have been a celebration of the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Royal Malaysian Navy. But we'll be waiting for that panel to form and waiting for them to come up with some answers about what went wrong.
That was Ryan Melzer on the crash of two Malaysian Navy helicopters. At least 4 people are dead and 10 others missing after days of heavy rain in Guangdong province. Baiyun Airport in Guangzhou launched an emergency response for delayed flights. Weather authorities have issued alerts for more heavy rains in the region. Huang Fei reports from Zhaoqing, which reported 3 of the 4 fatalities.
I'm in Huaiji. This is a low-lying county in the northern part of Zhaoqing. Storm surges, torrential rains, days of sustained downpours caused the river to swell 4 meters above warning level. Water level is still very high. On Saturday, storm surges gushed into the street, flooding this neighborhood and pretty much filling the entire first floor of buildings here. The first floors are restaurants and shops, and the second floors are residential apartments. Owners of the restaurants are still clearing the mud. You know, they're really looking at about 20 to 30,000 yuan in damages, and they've been flooded twice this year already. Volunteers and staff members from 6 departments across the city have been working in 2 shifts trying to bring the city back to normal. The central government has dispatched thousands of relief packages to the province, including folding beds and family emergency kits. Heavy rains is expected to return in the coming days, and authorities are warning again against disasters such as mudslides, landslides, flash floods, among many other possible weather-related disasters.
That was Huang Fei reporting. In other parts of the country, a new round of rainfall is moving toward Guangxi and will hit the same areas already battered by rainstorms. Authorities have warned of the risk of flooding. Staying in China, the People's Liberation Army Navy has proposed strengthening communication, improving the efficiency of cooperation, and enhancing coordination in order to maintain maritime security. Commander Hu Zhongming addressed the Western Pacific Naval Symposium in Qingdao and called on navies around the world to work together. He said navies should build foundations rather than walls. Discussions at the 2-day event in eastern China revolved around cooperation and global maritime governance. The symposium coincided with the PLA Navy's 75th founding anniversary on Tuesday. As part of the activities to commemorate this occasion, the Naval Museum in the city also opened to guests to illustrate the history and achievements of the PLA Navy. Cao Zhifeng reports from Qingdao.
I'm standing at the PLA Navy's Museum. It is the only museum, military museum in China that fully showcases the development of the Chinese Navy. Now behind me at the Hero Square, a ceremony was held to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Navy and also paying tributes to the heroes in the Chinese Navy. Six naval vessels in service are docked at Qingdao ports and are open for public. For the past couple of days, we've already seen a lot of people visiting these vessels, and it is expected some foreign delegates from Navy forces will also visit the museum as well as some of the vessels. Navy delegates from 29 countries are in Qingdao, and they're here to join the 19th Western Pacific Naval Symposium. And the discussions covers a wide range of topics, including global security initiatives, as well as maritime orders. Now, the symposium for this year, there is a theme. The theme is called Oceans for a Shared Future. This symposium is about finding maritime order that benefits every country and also to promote peace.
That was Cao Chufeng on Navy Day activities in China. Recapping today's headlines. Donald Trump has gone on trial in the first criminal case against a former president, with New York prosecutors accusing him of corrupting the 2016 election. Israel's military intelligence chief has resigned as the strikes on Gaza continue. And China's People's Liberation Army, Navy, marks its 75th founding anniversary. That's it for this edition of The Top Story, a podcast that brings you world headlines every weekday. For more news in politics, business, sports and culture, you can subscribe to The Beijing Hour, a one-hour podcast news magazine program. We welcome and appreciate all ratings and reviews. I'm Tianlu. Thank you for listening.